AI Morning Briefing, June 12, 2026. Robots, Billions, and AI Detectors. The Physical World Gets Smart. Good morning. It's Thursday, June 12th, and today's AI world is all about taking digital intelligence physical. We've got massive funding rounds, robots learning to adapt, and tools to keep AI honest. First up, Jeff Bezos is making a big bet on the physical world. His new venture, Prometheus, just closed a $12 billion round to build what they're calling an artificial general engineer for the physical world. Think of it as an AI system designed to understand and manipulate real-world objects and environments. The funding puts Prometheus alongside OpenAI and Anthropic as one of the most capitalized AI startups ever. This isn't about chatbots anymore. It's about AI that can design, build, and optimize things in factories, warehouses, and construction sites. Speaking of physical AI, a French startup called Thecker just raised $85 million to build factory robots that don't specialize in anything. Most industrial robots are built for one task. Thecker's building general-purpose robots that can learn new jobs on the fly. Instead of buying 10 specialized machines, you buy 3 adaptable ones. It's the same philosophy driving Tesla's Optimus and Figure AI, but Thecker's focusing on manufacturing first. Meanwhile, India's AI ecosystem is heating up. Avatar, a video AI company, is making waves with a platform built for India's scale, optimized for cost, speed, and cultural relevance with regional language support. And Equal AI just raised $30 million to screen phone calls so Indians don't have to deal with spam. It's a practical, high-volume use case that scales fast. On the product side, DoorDash rolled out an AI chatbot that lets you order food with prompts and photos. Snap a picture of a dish or describe what you're craving, and the bot finds it. And TCL just launched Gemini voice controls for their Google TVs. You can adjust brightness or troubleshoot issues by describing the problem. Voice is becoming the default interface for displays. Now for accountability. Deezer just launched a tool to detect AI-generated music across Spotify, Apple Music, and other platforms. As generative audio floods streaming catalogs, labels want a way to flag synthetic tracks. Deezer's tool isn't blocking anything yet, but it's infrastructure for transparency. And Seattle just enacted an emergency one-year moratorium on new data centers after testimony from Amazon employees and residents concerned about energy consumption. AI training is power-hungry, and cities are pushing back. Finally, xAI is facing a lawsuit from an engineer who claims he was fired for raising safety concerns about Grok. And Anthropic publicly apologized after Claude Fable started refusing basic biology questions due to overly aggressive safety guardrails. Both underscore the tension between building powerful models and keeping them safe. The takeaway? AI is moving out of the cloud and into the real world. The capital is there. The use cases are practical, and accountability mechanisms are taking shape. Here's your business idea for the day. Build an AI-powered compliance layer for physical robotics. As robots move into factories and public spaces, they'll need real-time safety checks. Did the robot violate an OSHA rule? Is it operating within certified parameters? A compliance-as-a-service platform that monitors, logs, and flags issues before they become liabilities would be invaluable. You'd sell to manufacturers, insurers, and enterprise robotics buyers who need audit trails and peace of mind. That's it for today. Thanks for listening.